Good evening. We're on day 14 of the trek and we have finished at Robin Hood's Bay and we're now at Whitby. And this is JDMS with, spookily,
JJS.
And also special guest star,
SJS.
And so we finished today and therefore there's a slight lilt in the contributions this evening. So what's highlight for you today, JJS?
Well, aside from SJS being aside on this recording, which we, because we promised all, you know, all the legions of listeners that she would make only one cameo appearance, and yet here she is.
So highlight.
So that's highlight number one. But highlight number two is that we set off this morning from Gromont. Yeah. In really heavy fog. Actually, yes, those listening to yesterday's audiobook will know that there was really heavy fog on the road to Gromont, and we thought it can't get any worse. But actually, it was maybe worse today's
fog. I think
less
than 50 yards at its worst this morning.
Extraordinary.
Less than 50 yards.
And it meant that for the last 48 hours, you haven't really been able to see any views, which the book has been describing in irritating detail.
AW has been at his best describing views that you and I couldn't see.
Yes. Yeah. But we, you know, we ploughed on 15 miles or so today, and at there was a point when the mist cleared or you know, lifted, and we could see Whitby Abbey,
yeah,
which is obviously associated with Dracula, and it does look quite spooky. And from a distance, it's really exciting because it looks, you know, medieval and just really cool, frankly. And it is the thing we've been aiming towards, and we haven't been able to see it for the last 48 hours when we should have been able to see it.
Yeah.
So to be able to see it,
yeah,
was fantastically exciting because it meant we were very nearly at journey's end.
Okay.
Your highlight?
Well, I'm going to ask SJS for her highlight of the day.
I think it was watching both of you stepping into the sea at Robin Hood's Bay and knowing that I've recorded a bit of that sea so that it's on our telephone at home, where we have CRS, who's been my support, while these two have been doing their walking, and I hope that we have supported those two. So thank you, CRS.
Yes, bravo, CRS.
Yeah, absolutely, well done, CRS. And now my highlight.
Yes.
My highlight was not breaking my arm.
Yes.
That's my highlight of the day.
Explain.
And that is because I was very skillfully fording this stream when I fell over.
So right up until the point you fell over,
yes,
it was just skillful.
It was very skillful.
Yes,
but I fell over.
Okay,
onto my arm and did not break it. So that was the highlight.
And that's because at age what you did break your arm?
Yes, at approximately the age of 15, doing a cross country run.
So I can understand why you would have a certain complex about, you know, when you fall over.
Yeah.
How
I
is
prefer
it?
To say I was a little concerned, as opposed to I had a complex. But we'll move on, JJS. And say that due to popular demand, this is not the final attempt at this, and that there'll be tomorrow some reflections to be shared with our listeners.
Just to clarify, when we say it's not the final attempt at this, we don't mean we're going to do the Coast to Coast again. We mean we're going to do one more audio boo tomorrow.
That's
from the station as we go home.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
This.
Because otherwise, I just want to know what I'm getting myself into by making this commitment. So we'll do one more reflective recording tomorrow at some point about the whole holiday. But you know, today is all about the finish, really,
yes,
and getting to Robin Hood's Bay and throwing a pebble in the North Sea that,
yes,
we picked up from the shore of the Irish Sea.
Yes. And I'd like all our listeners to know that we are celebrating as we speak.
So we'll do one more of these tomorrow, but from all of us, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.